you've all read the topic. Current APHIS PPQ regulations on imported agricultural commodities are science-based and appropriately rigorous to protect U.S. agricultural while facilitating global trade. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, is a division of USDA responsible for monitoring imports and exports of agricultural products for the associated pests and diseases. And this involves largely inspecting shipments for new pests and the regulation of certain established pests. Plant Protection and Quarantine, or PPQ, is charged with safeguarding natural and agricultural plants from exotic threats such as insects, noxious weeds, and plant diseases. Before a new commodity can be imported, it is subject to a risk assessment by the USDA. And the three major components of the risk assessment are the actual formal initiation or recognition of the request to import, and assessing the commodity under risk assessment for pest risk, and the development of a plan to manage the pest if it becomes established. The information in these risk assessments are largely based on scientific literature. However, the USDA does conduct some research if necessary, and results of the risk assessment influence policy and regulation of new commodities that are associated with pest disease concerns. Criticisms of the risk assessment process are that the actual process is not always clear to stakeholders, and there have been concerns raised that policy is influenced by politics and not entirely science-based. The strength of the risk assessment is dependent upon the availability of existing data in the literature. With this in mind, APHIS PPQ face many challenges to accomplish their goals in the future. And the goals are enforcing regulations without hindering trade, protecting our agriculture while still allowing new commodities to be imported, and then effectively managing and disseminating the data obtained in the risk assessment. And many external factors influence the effectiveness of the risk assessment. And those include national security and emergent trade issues, some government initiatives, and political activities. With that, I'll turn it over to Penn State.